Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Republic, come make this Christmas the very best for me this year. Right. I will no down payment, and deferred loan payments too. So won't you make it happen alright?
Win a great holiday getaway when you take a Make It Happen loan at Republic Bank with same day approval. Take a loan today.
So come and make it happen alright.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Talman. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Talman seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Talman seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project.
In our last episode, Jaden visited the Lewises and was taken by surprise when Catalina mentioned the money that Alexis had told her he asked her to keep for him to buy an iPhone. Alexis came home and took Jaden outside to talk. Catalina told Myrtle that she was motivated to open her business and get training at the newly established Center for Local Business Development to be a caterer to ExxonMobil. Jaden questioned Alexis about the money and she lied again, saying it was her savings. Catalina, who had seen them arguing, intervened and Jaden left, which made her determined to get to the bottom of it. Right now, Unique and Dinah are chatting.
Granny is seriously thinking about applying to go UG next year, you know.
Stop talking about it and just do it, Unique. It's about time you did something with yourself.
Well, it's not like I ain't doing nothing with myself. The environmental club I'm starting, for example.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, time I do something in relation to studies.
Exactly.
What you think I should study, though?
But that's up to you.
I'm thinking something that will give me an advantage to work in the area of oil and gas.
You thinking ahead. I like that.
Yeah, this thing already happening. You know what it's going to mean when Guyana starts producing 100,000 barrels a day in 2020?
100,000?
Yeah, Granny.
Like I born the wrong time. Well, go study.
I hoping I could get a scholarship.
They giving out that?
Yes. Once you're 35 or under, you can get a government scholarship.
Lovely.
I want to find a way to tie in my environmental club with the green agenda on oil.
Well, President Granger said that the oil and gas industry going to be working in harmony with the green agenda.
Yes, and that falls right into what I'm thinking.
I like that.
And with me having my environmental club, I think it's ups for my chance to get in a scholarship.
Okay.
The government said that because of the green agenda, the potential boom in oil industry, they will give special consideration for scholarships to people who want to do environmental science, oil and gas development, and other related fields.
Well, that's right up in you, Ali.
And Minister Trotman stressed the importance of training in petroleum engineering, geology, and other technical fields.
Well, we gotta increase with skills and resources if we can get the most out of this aisle.
Exactly, Granny. The Ministry of Natural Resources also signed a contract with the Mexican Institute.
What kind of contract?
To provide training and capacity building. That, coupled with the government, through the public service, offering scholarships to do environmental studies. Where we could go wrong?
Well, child, I wish this happened at the time when I was young. I would take full advantage of every opportunity.
Well, don't worry, Granny. Your grandchildren will enjoy it.
Yes, I am vexed. What is with your big belly mother there, though?
She went over to the health center to see June.
Baby, come back. Coming there.
Sunita, I guess you're here. I get married, right?
Yes, mommy told me.
So, you gonna congratulate your boy?
Anil, you thought of all the consequences of marrying Mala?
What consequences? She loves me. I love her. We happy.
Yeah, but she has a reputation. You sure you want to deal with that?
You think I think long and hard about what doing, Sunita? I know Mala, okay? And she's a good woman.
But you know people gonna talk.
And this all you concerned about?
At the end of the day, they ain't gonna only say Anil Singh. It's all we they gonna talk about. You need to think about your family, especially mommy.
No. My family has to accept my choice.
Why are you rushing to get married?
Look, Sunita, I never been so sure about anything in my life. Whether it's this year, next year, or 10 years from now, I know it's Mala I want to make me life with. So why wait?
Because you don't know how you're going to feel next year or the year after. Things happen and your feelings could change.
Like what happened to you and Jason?
This is not about me. This is about you making a decision that's not just based on the physical.
This is all you think about me? That I just want Mala because she got a nice face and a nice body?
Well, I guess not.
I respect your concern, but Mala and I getting married. Regardless of what anybody say.
Why her?
Why not her?
This is a person who used to strip at the slippery pole.
Yeah. And this been a force her all them years ago.
And you think that is funny?
Me girl got some skills, boy.
Wow. I get it now. It's just a sexual thing.
There's a nice part of the package, yes. But it's far more than that. Molly's one of the kindest person I know. She's genuine. She life is like an open book. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to find out later.
Unique Boston? Unique Boston? Hello, is who making so much noise at me door mouth?
Oh, hello, Dinah. I'm here to see your granddaughter.
Yes, Miss Lucille. Something I could help you with?
So you are really going ahead with the idea of starting another environmental club?
I didn't know there was a rule saying that you could only have one club in Murundoy.
You know very well that the idea for an environmental club was mine. How dare you try to show me up?
I'm not trying to show you up. I saw there was a need and I decided to fill that need. Matter of fact, the Ministry of Communities is encouraging the forming of environmental clubs, especially for teens and out-of-school youth. I'm just doing my part.
I don't care what your motives are. We already have a club that is capable. We do not need another one.
But how many young people still in the club, you say?
Exactly.
What are you trying to say, Dinah Boston?
That maybe the young people have a problem with your attitude.
No lie.
Well, I don't expect to hear anything other than that from you people, because obviously, you all have no class.
Better to have no class than to be a cross.
Point proven.
You see, if I bother with you and that dirty brown wig you got, huh?
That is what people with no class do. They can never engage in fruitful discussions without stooping to the level of pigs.
I don't care who you say about me.
Miss Lucille, you could be really insulting, you know. How you gonna come tilt a people house for tell them they ain't got no class? No wonder people leave in your club.
Miranda is full of hooligans. Simpletons who have no idea what class and dignity look like. I will show you that my club will continue.
Well, good luck with them.
Yes, good luck. Maybe you will get big people who ain't got nothing to do.
You will be proven wrong. Just watch me. My club will stand firm and sure.
Illusions and delusions. Get some help, Lucille Cato.
Bye.
Nonsense.
Walk in the corner.
I know she would have reached here when she hear about my club. I'm even more determined now.
It's going to be far more successful than what the old cross tried to do. Because people in this village can't stand Lucille Cato.
Yoo-hoo!
Hello!
Miss Lucille.
What's your name again?
Marla.
Oh, yes, Marla. I haven't seen you at the Environmental Club in a while. I'm extending a special invitation for you to return. We're meeting on Saturday.
Okay. Well, I can think about it. Because Unique Boston already told me about the club she's starting.
Ignore that. It has no legitimacy.
Marla, I'm glad I ran into you. I just left Anil.
Oh, hi, Sunito.
Sunita, my dear, please make a special effort to attend my environmental club. Ignore any invitation you receive from Unique Boston. I shall be on my way now.
Okay, Miss Lucille.
Like she tripping out.
I am glad I ran into you. Why did you agree to marry my brother?
Look, Sunita, this is not the time nor the place for this.
This is as good as any time. Look, I don't know what hold you got on my brother. Well, actually, I do know. Anyway, you know to yourself that you are not the right person for him.
You know, Sunita, you and your mother is something else. You can think that I got some contagious disease or something.
Well, that still has to be proven.
Wow.
I mean, the life you were living, who won't have questions?
You know what? I'm done. I'm done. Done worrying about what you and your mother think. Anil is one of the kindest, most loving persons I know. And I'm so lucky to have him in my life. I ain't gonna let you or your mother mess that up for me.
We ain't gonna stop until Anil wakes up.
Well, good luck with that. I ain't got time for this.
Wait.
Ah! Hey! Let go of my hands!
No, you listen to me. Any decent woman would know what she deserves and what she doesn't deserve. My brother is a good man.
And I suppose that I'm the worst person on this earth?
I am not saying that, but everybody in this village know of your reputation. You know what that will do to my family?
The only person who seems bothered by my so-called reputation is you and your mother.
You think people ain't gonna talk? And what about if you and Anil have children? The shame those children would feel when they find out what their mother used to do.
Look, Sunita, I already got two children, and trust me, they are not ashamed of me.
Which is another issue. You have two big children already who don't even live with you. What does that say about you?
Look, my child father got the children because at that time he was in a better position. That don't mean that I don't see them or spend time with them regularly.
My brother deserves a woman who doesn't have all this baggage.
Like you forget Anil got a child too?
That's irrelevant. That child doesn't even live in Guyana.
Girl, look, I gone.
Leave my brother alone.
See you at the wedding, dear sister-in-law.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Here are some tips to help you conserve water and energy. Turn off the pipe when brushing your teeth and fix all leaking pipes immediately. You can use your laundry water to wash down your yards, and the water used to wash your fruits and vegetables is good to water your plants. To lower your light bill, use energy-saving bulbs and switch off lights and plug out electrical appliances when you're not using them. For more information, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical record should remain confidential. Hope Foundation has provided psychosocial support in Region 7 for the past 21 years and remains committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status. Remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Hope Foundation on 455-2479 or visit them at the U Choice Center, Montgripa Hill, Bartica. Your health is yours. Handle with care. Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.